Stretch, Push, Shift. Written by Rhea314. Read by Opalsong. Fandom, Yuri on Ice. Rating, Explicit. Relationships, Yuri, Victor, Chris, Peachit. Summary. When Peachit invites Victor, Yuri, and Chris to go to a club to go dancing with him after Skate America, everyone learns something. Or seven instances of kink in two developing romantic relationships.
Sweeter than sweet, chocolate cheeks and chocolate wings. But no, you're not getting out of your gut. No, you can sweep up and beat up the gut. Kiss me, I'll put the gray hot on that toy. Your toy, toys, and I can see the walk.
Chapter 1. Peachit has been Yuri's first call since sometime in their second year of college. It had taken a year for them to get close. The awkward liminal time between meeting someone and knowing how badly their socks smelled, and stealing their razor temporarily when your own got too dull, and snuggling up together to watch Disney movies in the same bed after midterms. By the time Peachit sprains his wrist, the one he hasn't been getting carpal tunnel in, and Yuri has to help him shower for 2 weeks, there's not a whole lot they don't share with each other. Peachit has come to understand that this level of closeness is actually pretty unusual between college roommates, and even more unexpected with Yuri himself. All the same, Peachit doesn't know the first time Yuri goes to the club. He does, however, hear about both times when Yuri returns from his second visit. Yuri had gone with the girlfriend of one of his friend acquaintances from the LGBTQ Student Alliance. It's not a sexual thing for her, Yuri explained later. And I talked with both of them when she offered. It seemed like a good idea. The first time had gone well enough that there was a second. And that, too, had been appreciated by all parties involved. Only, Yuri had wandered back into their dorm room late Friday. Peachit hadn't really been paying a whole lot of attention, absorbed in a project, headphones on. But Yuri hadn't closed the door. He'd just sat on his bed, sort of staring. And Peachit had noticed. It wasn't a stillness in Yuri, but rather the absence of it. As Peachit pulled down his headphones, he could see that Yuri was shaking minutely. Yuri? He'd asked, moving to close the door before sitting tentatively next to him, just shy of touching. Are you all right? Great, Yuri had answered, with a giddy smile. Okay. Want to tell me what's going on? And after thinking a moment, Yuri had. Peachit wasn't exactly versed in this kind of thing, but he lived on the internet. He scrounged a backup Snickers bar out of his in-case-of-emergencies drawer and a Gatorade from the mini-fridge. Once Yuri had drunk some, he'd asked, "Can I hug you? Would you like a hug?" And Yuri, clearly taking stock of himself, had nodded. It wasn't a particularly long hug. Peachit had certainly snuggled Yuri for longer before. But the shift from tense and wound to breathing more deeply and relaxing into Peachit was pronounced. Feeling better? Peachit asked as he pulled away. Slowly, Yuri nodded. I know subdrop gets more talked about, but that kind of thing can happen for DOMs too. Not coming all the way back to center. Didn't your friend? It's not her fault, Yuri protested. I was totally fine before I left. We hung out in the chill room and everything. I just wasn't feeling very hungry or thirsty. I felt fine. I didn't start... Yuri makes a slight shaking motion with one hand. Before I was on my way home. I don't think I even really noticed until you said something. Peachy frowns. Well, if you're doing this again, maybe make some kind of routine for yourself. Or figure out what you need after. But Yuri, you can always call me. Yuri does do it again. They mostly don't talk about details, but Yuri goes out every third Saturday and most Thursdays. Mostly he doesn't call Peachy, but sometimes. Peachy first goes with Yuri at the start of their fourth year. His conversations with Yuri have certainly raised his curiosity, as well as his online research. Yuri is pretty surprised when Peachy suggests they go to an upcoming Friday dance event at Yuri's typical club. But after some stuttering inquiries about Peachy's interest, no, Peachy isn't really interested in trying anything himself. No, Peachy is not interested in Yuri. That hasn't changed since they last addressed the topic. No, Peachy doesn't think he would mind seeing the things he'd see there. Even if he isn't interested in experiencing something, that doesn't keep him from being curious. It's not just because it's important to you, Yuri, but that's definitely part of it. You know me. I like seeing the world. These are your friends, right? Yuri hedges on that point, which Peachy takes. Your community, then, he amends. Convinced that Peachy isn't going to suddenly run away screaming, Yuri goes with him Friday. The place isn't exactly what Peachy expected, and neither is Yuri in this new setting. But both things are pretty great. No one makes Peachy feel uncomfortable. The dancing is actually better. Easier than the times Peachy has tried clubbing with Yuri at gay bars. Maybe it's Yuri. Maybe it's himself. Whatever it is, Peachy likes it. He certainly doesn't mind all the activity going on along the sides around the dance floor. He doesn't follow Yuri when he slips off to a far end of the room. But that's only partially because he isn't sure if Yuri would be comfortable with that. Mostly, it's because Peachy is already occupied with another scene and doesn't want to leave. He's really curious how it's going to play out. Second and fourth Fridays are added to their schedule, and now Peachy sometimes comes to third Saturdays, too. Sometime after the Christmas holidays, Peachy took the time off to fly home for a few days. Yuri did not. Peachy watches Yuri do his thing for the first time. They talked about it back in October. A winding conversation that wove and dropped over 2 weeks until a comfortable set of boundaries were established. Peachy hadn't put it into practice yet, mostly because Yuri's so slow. By the time Yuri's engaged, Peachy has typically already found somewhere he wants to be. Often enough, they meet up later, moving in the direction of leaving on an unplanned but mutually held schedule. Sometimes that means the two of them cuddling and reconnecting before heading out. Sometimes it's walking together, in silence or in laughter, back to their dorm. What Peachy is most surprised by is how proud he feels of Yuri. There's something about seeing how vital Yuri is, intensely focused and so careful. He pushes like it's an art form. Peachy can intellectually see how someone could go weak-kneed for that. Yuri is good at what he does. Peachy watches Yuri a lot after that. It might have been weird, but they talk about it a lot. Yuri loves sharing the things he loves with his closest people. Peachy is happy to see Yuri happy and valued by the people around him. It integrates as just one more part of their friendship. Like the fact that Yuri never thinks to open the blinds in their dorm room, so Peachy always has to climb over his bed to get a little more light. Or Yuri's nose-wrinkled protests at the fumes of Peachy's glitter nail polish obsession, which unfortunately hits in late February during 2 weeks of snow. After Yuri leaves for Hatsetsu, before Peachy moves to Bangkok himself, he visits the club alone. It isn't the first time he's done it, but it feels final somehow. He has a ticket home tucked in his passport, and all of Yuri's posters of Viktor Nikiforov are missing from their room. Peachy knows enough people, is enough of a familiar face there, that he doesn't feel lonely. The club is more comforting than the spaces in their room where Yuri's textbooks and beat-up running shoes used to be. the lonesome figure of the Walmart clip lamp he left attached to his empty desk. Peachy wonders what Yuri's doing now that he's home. Hasetsu isn't particularly big, and he's living with his parents. It's Yuri. He went out and found the club in the first place. Maybe he's taking the train to a larger city somewhere. But it's also Yuri, who can be kind of a homebody. He might just be staying in his room playing video games. Peachy resolves to ask the next time they FaceTime, as long as it's not a conversation in public. Chris is fairly certain he's not on Victor's speed dial. Chris is fairly certain that Victor doesn't have a speed dial set up on his phone. Chris does, however, likely rank at the top of a most texted list. He's a little disappointed that Victor isn't good at sexting, because he gets distracted too easily. Their friendship could be far more interesting. But he's on some sort of rotation for Victor's 3 a.m. inspirations. Victor's, does this make my ass look fat? Victor's, so if, hypothetically, someone was going to choreograph an exhibition skate to Rihanna. And Victor's, why did my dog throw up in my shoes? Queries. Also, they occasionally have fantastic sex after competitions, when they share a podium together. The general feelings of friendship are mutual. It's why Chris isn't even mad when he sees Victor flying tackle kiss Katsuki Yuri at the Cup of China. He's too busy being happy for his friend, and perhaps a little mourning the loss of a really good booty call. The problem is, Victor doesn't have many friends. Victor doesn't actually even have sex with that many people. For Victor, it's too much work, sifting through the hero worship and fame-grabbing from friendly, interested, and available. For Victor, Chris has been easy and fun, and the appreciation for that goes both ways. But now that Yuri is in the equation, Chris sometimes gets calls, not texts. I think there's something he's not telling me, Victor says. Chris hums a question, encouraging Victor to elaborate. Phone calls with Victor are basically always about two things. Sex and Yuri. Chris figures at some point his name became synonymous with sex in Victor's brain. So when his fingers went to his phone for help, Chris's number came up as the obvious answer to questions about sexy birthday presents, negative skin reactions to flavored lube, and how do you talk to your husband about the fact that you want him to sit on your face like in porn? Victor still hasn't figured out that last one, but Chris is a supportive and loyal friend and holds out hope that he will. He does not point out that there are things Victor obviously hasn't talked about with Yuri.
What makes you say that?
He asks instead, when Victor doesn't continue. They've been married for the past 5 months and dating for just over a year prior to that. The wedding was great, though Chris was a bit disappointed by the lack of bachelor party pole dancing. He'd had expectations. In that time, Chris has gotten to know Yuri. Not as well as he knows Victor, but enough to consider them friends. It's all enough to know there's a lot more going on with Yuri than what you get on the surface. The pole dancing was proof enough of that. Victor hems and haws on the other end of the line. Chris lets him wind down, patting his knee until his little princess jumps up so he can scratch behind her ears. He keeps apologizing. During sex. Sometimes after.
For what? Chris asks.
I'm not entirely sure. I tried to ask, but it's Yuri. He can be really good at talking around things. I know there's something, but I don't know what. It's been great. The sex, I mean. Nothing to apologize for. I've told him it's great. It's obviously great. But I think he's worried about something.
If you don't mind me asking, what was he doing before he apologized?
This time Victor hums. Chris can just picture him tapping his lips thoughtfully. Well, one time I was trying to tickle him and he managed to grasp both of my arms behind my back so I couldn't. But then he started apologizing to me, even though I'd been the one trying to tickle him. He said it was fine. I have tickle permission when we're in private, Chris. I double-checked.
That wasn't what was wrong. Another time, we were teasing, sort of. Just rolling around and kissing each other, whatever, and I said something? I don't remember, but he just flipped us and pinned me. But then he started apologizing, even though I said it didn't hurt. He hadn't done anything wrong. It was just really firm. I don't know. Maybe he doesn't like my being playful with him. It's never been a problem before. Victor trails off. Chris can tell he's honestly distressed.
Has Yuri mentioned anything about any of it, aside from apologizing?
No.
It's a little hesitant, so Chris gives Victor a pause to reconsider before continuing.
And he hasn't asked you to stop tickling him or whatever?
No. Victor is certain of this answer.
And you asked him what was bothering him?
Of course! But he said it was nothing, that I shouldn't be worried about it. And another time that it had nothing to do with me. Chris, I'm the one he's having sex with. How does it have nothing to do with me?
Chris sighs. I wasn't there, obviously, so I don't have the full perspective. But Victor, it could be something about him. It's Yuri. You know he can sometimes be a little body conscious or just worried in general. This might be something about him. 5 months is still pretty new. Maybe he's still adjusting to what your being married means.
Just be clear that you're always ready to talk to him. I know you make it clear that you care and you love him no matter what. Keep doing that, and I'd bet you my next gold medal that he'll figure out how to tell you. Probably before you figure out how to tell him about the face thing.
Victor chooses not to rise to that prod.
Your next gold medal, he responds. We'll see about that.
Chris laughs and says goodbye.
Chris's next gold medal is not at Skate America. He doesn't even make the podium. Peachy takes silver, Yuri takes bronze, and Victor is gold. Chris is a close fourth in the lineup at least. It means he's going forward to the next round. After the medals ceremony, Peachy sends them a mass text. Or at least a mass text to Victor, Yuri, and Chris. Top four party! Meet me at the park by the hotel, south entrance, and be dressed to party! Blows kiss emoji. Chris doesn't have plans. No one has flights until tomorrow, and skating is over.
You know I'll come. Chris replies almost simultaneously with Yuri's.
Peachy, what are you planning?
It's been forever since we've gone out together. Peachy responds immediately. You didn't even get a proper bachelor party. It's like my duty as a best man. Besides, dancing! Dancing girl emoji.
We'll be there, Victor chimes in.
How do you even know where to go dancing here? Yuri asks.
Yuri, the internet exists for a reason. Also, old friends. It's gonna be great! Wear the pants!
Is Peachy's last text, which Chris has no idea how to decipher. He's certainly curious about the answer. The answer, as it turns out, is a pair of sinfully tight leather pants.
Why did you have those with you? Chris has to ask.
Yuri blushes, which is patently not an answer. Chris looks at Victor, but he looks like he's been smacked by a 2x4. He definitely has not been holding out on Chris with the details. Yuri has been holding out on them all. Though possibly not Peachy. Chris suddenly wonders if this has anything at all to do with Yuri's sneak attack, b-boying, and pole dancing abilities.
So where are we going?
Chris asks, when it's clear Yuri isn't going to actually answer the question.
You'll see!
Peachy sings and leads the way. Chris was not expecting this kind of club when Peachy said dancing. But Yuri's pants make a lot more sense. When Peachy takes off his coat, it reveals he's wearing an almost backless black halter top and painted on skinny jeans. Chris has noticed Peachy is attractive in the way that most figure skaters of a certain level are, and occasionally in specific whenever he breaks out on his fleek winged eyeliner. But this is Peachy in a totally different light. Peachy's demeanor doesn't change much. Yuri, on the other hand, it's like watching Yuri step onto the ice. Chris isn't even sure when the transformation happened. Sometime between showing their IDs and signing some paperwork. And Yuri tucking his own coat over Peachy's on a hanger. Yuri pockets the ticket stubs for his coat and the additional hanger for Victor's coat, scarf, and sweater. Yuri had slipped his button-down shirt in as the first layer on the hanger, and now stands in a tight black t-shirt and the phenomenal leather pants. Chris isn't even going to try not to stare. Victor certainly isn't managing it. He looks a bit distressed that he didn't think to take off his own button-up, collared shirt before handing his coat hanger to Yuri. Victor has at least opted for fashionable tailored jeans. They're the kind that show off the muscles of his skater's legs, even if they don't measure up to Yuri's pants. Chris is rocking a teal collared button-up t-shirt, open, of course, to mid-chest, and white pants. A combination which he thinks regrettably might not be quite right for this venue. Victor is still staring, drop-jawed, at Yuri as Peachy leads them towards the bass beat and bright lights of a dance floor. "I thought this might remind you of Detroit," Peachy calls over the music, "when I saw they were having a dance night." It's clearly addressed to Yuri, who nods in return with a slight smile. Victor's eyes are ping-ponging between them, taking in Yuri's casual disregard of the man on a lead wearing nothing but small black briefs, following a woman in a bustier and garters passing them. Yuri isn't ignoring them with the awkward aversion of his eyes or staring at them with the appreciation Chris favors. To Yuri, it's clearly normal enough to be unremarked upon. Something that definitely surprises Chris. "You went to places like this often in Detroit?" Chris asks. "I did," Peachy answers. "A couple times a month." "I didn't know this was your kind of thing." "It's not," Peachy shakes his head, looking over at Yuri. Something in Yuri's face shifts for a moment. Fear, maybe, and his eyes flick to Victor. Victor is staring around them, with that grin he gets whenever he's surprised. Delight and curiosity and a little bit of wonder. Yuri sighs and smiles slightly at Peachy. "I started going because Yuri was always there. He went once a week," Peachy says. "Peachy," Yuri protests. Clearly the unspoken permission hadn't covered that many details. Peachy pulls an embarrassed face. "Sorry, Yuri. Anyway, Yuri introduced me and I guess I never really left, metaphorically speaking." "So do you..." Chris gestures around. "Nah, I'm here to appreciate, not participate." Peachy grins. "How about you?" Chris asks, turning to Yuri. Prior to entering the club, Chris might have thought something else. On first impressions, prior to seeing Yuri's career blossom the past 2 years, Chris might have nodded, accepting Yuri's timidity needing a guiding hand. But here and now, watching the loose, easy roll of Yuri's hips as he walks, the confidence in his shoulders, the sense of purpose he carries around himself, Yuri is magnetic. Chris is a little afraid Victor is going to choke on his tongue. Chris doesn't follow up that thought particularly far because they're already weaving their way through the edge of the dance floor. Chris notes how people part for Yuri almost instinctively. Like the way Yuri moves broadcasts some message Chris doesn't know enough to understand, but other people around them are picking up on. Yuri finds them a somewhat open spot in the throng of dancers and starts gyrating enthusiastically with Peachy. Chris is no stranger to club dancing, and the music here isn't particularly different. Victor is still a little poleaxed, but Yuri turns and pulls him close. There's a certain kind of dancing that lets you know when two people are already fucking each other off the dance floor. Apparently, Yuri is really good at it, and any distraction or hesitation Victor might have had is clearly blown away. Peachy twirls beside them and flashes Chris an okay sign over Yuri's shoulder. Sweat is sticking Chris's hair to his forehead by the time they leave the dance floor. It's gotten a little more crowded, and Chris has already accidentally brushed against more naked body parts than he typically expects to in an evening. As they wind off the dance floor, Victor is still pressed close to Yuri, bent down just slightly to murmur in his ear, while Yuri grins up at him, one hand gently cupped around the back of Victor's neck. Chris watches them, considers a million small interactions he's seen between the two of them, and thinks, huh. I'm going to check out the other room, Peachit says, moving along the side of the dance floor, where an open door frame leads to another space. Yuri? Yuri looks at Victor. Victor rocks a little on the balls of his feet, in an almost bounce. I'm curious, he smiles. Yuri shrugs and nods. Sure, let's go. Chris walks in the back this time, watching Victor slide his arm over Yuri's shoulders with familiar ease, and Yuri's arms snake around his waist in response, tucking Victor just a little more firmly closer. The room beyond is definitely not dancing. Chris takes a moment trying to decide where he wants to look first. Peachy is also looking around, but after a moment raises a hand in greeting, and, with a nod to Yuri, moves off down the room. Chris assumes this is about the old friend Peachy mentioned. Chris is surprised that, with all that's going on around them, he winds up watching Yuri and Victor. It's probably because Chris has to admit he's a little concerned. This is a lot of revelations for one night, and it's not like Yuri and Victor have had time to really talk about this. Well, aside from whatever they talked about on the dance floor. Maybe it's all sorted out. Peachy hasn't seemed worried. Everything seems fine, but it's a lot to go from fantasizing about your boyfriend gagging you with his cock to, well, this. Chris may not be the most experienced in this sort of scene, but he's not entirely unfamiliar, and he's seen the negative end of this kind of scenario before. It's because he's watching that he sees it. Victor flinches minutely at the crack of the paddle coming down on the ass of a woman on a bench to their left. Yuri sees it too. He shifts closer in to Victor, turning slightly under Victor's arm to address him more directly. Chris can't hear what he says. Voice too low. He does see Victor's answering shake of his head. Can hear Victor's, no. The crack of the paddle resounds again. Chris can't hear the sharp intake of Victor's breath, but he can see it in Victor's parted lips and Yuri's expression. Yuri says something else. Victor swallows. His eyes dart to the woman on the bench, to the woman standing calmly over her hefting the paddle, back to Yuri. Chris can't hear Victor's yes, but reads it on his lips anyway. Yuri's arm squeezes once around Victor's waist, and Yuri says, okay, that's good to know. Victor nods, a few sharp bobs like a bobble doll, before stilling himself and smiling down at Yuri. He presses a kiss to Yuri's temple. Chris is learning so much about his friends, and he can't even hear half their conversation. Chris goes back to pointedly looking around and not tracking Victor and Yuri's progression through the room. There's quite a lot to look at. Idly, Chris wonders if he might be able to find a scene for himself this evening. It's been a long time, and it seems like it's a night for small miracles. Chris catches up with Victor and Yuri a little while later. He hasn't found anything for himself yet, but he has enjoyed being spectator, and has waved in cheerful passing to Peachit, who was deep in conversation with a woman who was being quite thoroughly eaten out at the time. Chris likes to concentrate on that sort of thing himself, but to each their own. There are more than enough options to go around. Chris spots Yuri and Victor by what looks like a black-painted trellis. Not here, but would you want to, now? Victor is asking as Chris walks up. Victor, if it wasn't with you? Yuri is facing Victor, turned away from Chris, so Chris can't read his expression. Chris! Victor says, It's a greeting, but he's also gesturing at Chris in, look at that, sort of way. Palm up in invitation. Yuri spins to face him. Chris presses a hand to his chest. Who, me? But doesn't voice a question yet, letting Yuri and Victor's conversation play out. Chris, Yuri says, drawing Chris's name out. Part a question, part consideration. Chris is fairly certain he isn't being addressed, and that, in fact, Yuri is still talking to Victor. I trust Chris. I trust you, Victor says simply. His hand comes up to cup Yuri's cheek. Yuri holds it there, fingers curled over Victor's wrist, and pressed to his pulse point. After a moment, Yuri turns slightly, lips ghosting over Victor's palm, before his teeth bite sharply into the heel of Victor's hand by his thumb. Victor gasps and his cheeks flush red. When Yuri drops his hand, Victor's left curls over his right, cupping over the impression of Yuri's teeth. Okay, Yuri says. Are you sure? Definitely, Victor agrees. Yuri turns his eyes back to Chris, though he remains shifted towards Victor. Chris, Victor and I have a proposal. Victor looks slightly surprised to be included, but it quickly shifts into a smile. Would you be interested in a scene together while we're here tonight? Victor would be present the entire time. Anything we agreed upon would be just for tonight, with no expectation of future physical relations beyond our already established friendship. Yuri's glance flicks to Victor briefly. Though, we'll leave the future open to further conversation. Chris, would you like to sub for me? Even though he feels like he saw this coming at least a minute ago, it still takes Chris a second to process. Yes, Chris agrees. All right. Of what I've seen here, how do you feel about impact play? Spanking, floggers. Yes, Chris says again, before fully registering the question. Yuri just looks at him, waiting, and Chris swallows. Victor somehow manages to look both smug and sympathetic. I'm comfortable with spanking, open hand or paddles. Caning is good too. Floggers are fine, but I'd prefer spanking. I'm pretty disappointed that I don't have any of my stuff for needle play. I saw someone with cell-popping equipment earlier tonight. I don't know if they'd let you use it, but... Chris smiles suggestively. Yuri smiles back, but shrugs, shaking his head. I don't actually have experience with that. Sorry. Peachy's friend has an excellent paddle I can borrow, though. Do you have a safe word? Switzerland. Any injuries? Anything I should be aware of? No. Great. If you do think of something, tell me. Yuri directs. I'll be right back. He darts off, presumably to get the excellent paddle. Chris looks at Victor. Maybe this explains the apologizing? Chris suggests, and Victor laughs. He's still blushing a little. I think you're right. And you're positive this is all right with you? Yes. I had no idea how much Yuri was missing this. It's not something I'm ready for right now. Not here, but I want to see it. Want to see him. What he's like. And I do trust you. You're one of my oldest friends, Chris. I know you'll both have fun. I know Yuri will still come back to me at the end of the night. And I know that if you say you're comfortable with it, you'll treat us both the same in the morning and text me about how much you hate giving your cat flea baths in a week and nothing will have changed. Thanks, Chris says softly. Victor smiles back at him. Yuri reappears with Peachit in tow this time. Do you mind if I watch? Peachit asks. I love seeing Yuri work, and I haven't had the chance in forever. But if that doesn't work for you, no pressure. I've got a million other places I could be right now. He gestures generally at the space. Chris is unprepared for the spike of arousal that flares through him at the question. Somehow, the idea of Peachit Chulinant watching him, Peachit, who he's familiar with but isn't precisely a friend, that space between anonymous stranger and the friendship he shares with Victor, and by extension, Yuri, but which Peachy falls into is particularly enticing in this scenario. Please, Chris responds. Peachy flashes him a thumbs up in return. Yuri is standing over by the trellis, gaze raking over Chris before assessing the wood before him. How do you feel about having your wrists restrained? Fine, Chris answers. All right, pants off, and come over here. Yuri orders. Chris hurries out of his pants and moves to obey. You may respond to direct questions from me. Nonverbal noise is acceptable. Chris nods his head. That wasn't a question. He's rewarded with Yuri's smile. Wrists here, please, Yuri says, tapping a spot on the trellis. It requires Chris to bend a little. He stretches out his arms and Yuri folds Velcro and neoprene cuffs around each wrist, securing each one to the frame so Chris is supported both by the structure of the trellis and the grip of the cuffs. But at the same time, he won't be able to brace his hands against anything. He flexes his fingers. Are the cuffs comfortable? They're nice and firm, but not too tight. Feels fine. Chris worries this might be too many words, but Yuri nods approval again. Good. Take one step back. Chris shuffles awkwardly to move his feet back, balance just slightly off until he can settle into the new position. Legs apart, Yuri commands. Chris feels Yuri guiding his legs apart with gentle pressure from his shoe nudging against Chris's heel and the smooth brush of leather against Chris's calf. There. Good. Do not move your feet. I want you to count in your head, Yuri says. Every five, tell me to stop. Understood? Yes, Chris answers. Chris can feel Peachy's eyes on him, legs spread, ass exposed. A shiver rakes down his spine. Yuri tests the paddle, presumably against his hand, and Chris starts. Yuri glides a warm hand down his side, one smooth caress. The paddle comes down with a sharp thwack. It jolts Chris forward, but the cuffs hold tight, keeping him fixed in place. The sting of the first hit fades to warmth. Yuri's second tap is much lighter, warming up Chris's skin after that first attention-grabbing greeting. It's almost lulling enough that Chris forgets to count. Stop, he says, fairly certain that it's seven, not five. It might have actually been eight, because Yuri pinches three hot flashes of pain along the top of his ass, with surprisingly sharp fingers. Chris yelps. Another five, Yuri reminds him, and goes back to the lighter, easier hits with the paddle. Chris gets better at counting with the firmer strokes, though Yuri still varies speed and power enough to throw Chris off. When he pinches wrong numbers into Chris's heated skin, Chris tries to twist away. It's difficult when trying to keep his feet locked in place. Chris's fingers stretch and flex, twisting like his legs can't. Chris hasn't been keeping track of how many fives have gone by, and Yuri switched the last two counts to seven, so he can't really be sure if they're at 30 or 60, but somewhere in there. His cock is definitely leaking now. The times he gets the count right and says stop before Yuri can bring the paddle down again, Yuri gives him one languorous pull to Chris's cock in approval. The second time that happened, Chris almost came. Yuri brings the paddle down again, and Chris gasps. The weight of the blow is heavy enough his body rocks with it. Chris knows the kind of power Yuri has, the strength of highly trained muscles, the ability to throw his body into the air for a quad, and the ability to throw a hit with his whole core are not totally dissimilar. Chris tries to remember what number he's on. His whole body feels flushed. Heat pours off him as Yuri slams the paddle against him again. Chris can't remember what number that is. He feels tears dripping off his nose, head hung down between his shoulders. He turns his face into one arm and thinks, Peachy Chulinant is watching me cry. Yuri brings the paddle down again. Stop! Chris shouts. Apparently this time he's right. His body shakes as much from his wet sob at Yuri's cool hand on his dick as from the heavy impact of the paddle. Chris shakes. "I think you can do 14 more before you come," Yuri says, giving Chris's dick another steady, tight pull. "Do you think so?" Chris doesn't know. He cries into his shoulder, unable to get the words out through the muddle of tears. "Chris?" Yuri asks, patient. Chris's hips twitch, but Yuri's hand moves with him. If only he were squeezing just a little tighter, just the slightest twist of his wrist. Chris can feel it right there, but Yuri is still just holding him, waiting for an answer.
I don't.
Chris shakes his head. "You know your safe word?" Yuri asks.
"Yes,"
Chris agrees. Yuri lets go. A moment later, the paddle slams down. Yuri follows that heaviest hit with a flurry of faster, lighter ones. Chris's overworked skin feels all of them, Yuri's paddle kissing him with fire. He almost misses 7.
"Stop!"
Yuri stops. This time, Yuri plucks one of Chris's nipples. He hasn't touched them this entire time. Chris was expecting another stroke. Sure that finally this one, this would be it. He couldn't take another and not come. Pleasure arcs up his spine, cock-jerking pre-cum as Chris keens. Yuri brings the paddle back down. Chris is gasping, sure he'll miss it. So close now. 6, 7, stop! Ragged and desperate, Chris waits for Yuri's hand. For the long moment, Chris is suddenly sure Yuri is going to leave him like this, and a plea bubbles up in his throat. But Chris would have been begging hours ago, or is it minutes? Except Yuri hasn't asked him a question. Chris can't. And then Yuri's hand closes around him. 3 sharp tugs, the last with a cruel upward twist, his other hand flicking sharply at Chris's nipple, and Chris is convulsing against him. The shocked relief of his orgasm blanks out every other thought. It leaves Chris winded and he heaves for breath. The impact of his orgasm burns in his body, little sparks of pleasure dancing along his skin, even after the initial rush. Yuri's hand grips Chris's shoulder, a point for Chris to focus on. Chris is quaking, legs unsteady, and his arms and back protesting at the strain as Yuri releases his wrists. Yuri helps him straighten up slowly, one arm at his shoulder, another steadying at his hip as Chris sways.
"You were wonderful, Chris. Thank you,"
Yuri murmurs, and Chris grins at him. Chris isn't entirely certain he isn't going to fall down. Yuri helps him blow his nose, because there is no way Chris's arms are going to be able to hold a tissue up at the moment. With a different, clean tissue, he dabs the trails of tears off Chris's cheeks. Then Chris turns around to his audience. Peachy is in mid-stretch, arms above his head, top riding up as he leans to one side. He winks at them.
"Yuri, you have certainly not lost your touch. Chris, that was great. I'd give it 10 out of 10.
Chris laughs, leaning against Yuri and smiling back at him. Victor honestly looks more gone than Chris feels right now, and Chris is feeling pretty damn languid and happy. Yuri clearly twigs to this immediately, extending a hand for Victor to come to him. He darts a glare at Peachy, who raises both hands.
"I was keeping an eye on him," Peachy says. "He's fine. Come on, let's all go to a quieter space and I'll help you with Chris, if that's all right with you."
Chris nods at the question addressed to him.
"Chris, you're welcome to speak," Yuri says hurriedly. "All agreed upon rules are over. End scene."
Chris laughs. "I got that, actually. Not feeling very wordy."
"Chris, can I help you walk over there?"
Peachy asks.
"Yes,"
Chris agrees. And Peachy slots under his other arm, leaving Yuri to collect his husband. Yuri grips Victor's hip, looking up at him with a question. Victor answers by cupping Yuri's face between his palms and giving him a heady, deep kiss. It turns into a steadying hug, Yuri cradling Victor's head bent against his shoulder.
"They're disgustingly adorable," Peachy murmurs. "I love it!"
"Me too," Chris agrees. The couple separates and they all wind their way to a set of refreshment tables. Chris is grateful for a glass of water. Between the sweating and the crying, the cool liquid is heavenly. Yuri is murmuring quietly to Victor again. Chris and Peachy both just too far away to hear it. Yuri feeds Victor a grape, and Victor smiles at him.
"Do you want any food?"
Peachy asks. "Yes, but I'm feeding myself," Chris says.
"Cool, I'll hold the plate. Brownies?"
"Normally I wouldn't, but tonight, yes."
"Are you good to stand there for 2 minutes?"
"Yes," Chris nods. Peachy slips over to the refreshment table, with a passing nod check-in to Yuri as he goes. Chris watches them. Yuri and Victor, now that Victor is verbally answering Yuri, and something of a conversation is happening. If slowly. And Peachy stacking a plate with food. Presumably for both of them, since Chris is not eating that much. Chris is sore and thoroughly happy. Basically, he has the best friends. Peachy comes back with his full plate.
"The brown ones are peanut butter. I wasn't sure if you like cheddar, gouda, or Swiss best, so I got all of them."
"Swiss, obviously."
"Patriotic in your cheeses."
Peachy nods sagely and tries a cube for himself.
"Not bad."
He switches the plate between hands so he can wrap his arm back around Chris. "We could go sit down?"
"That'd be good."
They sit in the same chair. It's a wide armchair, but clearly not designed for two people. Peachy rests his legs over Chris's own, perched up by Chris's hip, so he can run the fingers of his free hand through Chris's hair.
"Comfortable?"
Peachy asks.
"Very,"
Chris agrees. He helps himself to another brownie.
"Do you do the undercut yourself?"
Peachy asks, brushing against the grain of Chris's hair, and Chris shivers.
"The barber near my house.
They do a good job."
Chris turns his head just slightly so he can lean against Peachy's shoulder. Chris has never noticed how Peachy smells before. He wonders if the sense of comfort it brings him is just situational.
"So you've really never done any of this yourself?" Chris asks.
"Nope, not interested,"
Peachy says. Chris tries not to feel disappointed. Given his current emotional vulnerability, he probably shouldn't have started in on this conversation. But before Chris can figure out how to back himself out of it, Peachy continues.
"In being an active participant, you and Yuri, though, that was amazing. I hope you have some idea how gorgeous you are. I've always loved watching Yuri work, but that was pretty exceptional. If you're ever thinking about doing this again, with or without Yuri, and you want an audience..."
"I'd like that." Chris smiles.
"Cool," Peachy agrees. "You have my number. You should use it more often, if you want."
"I will."
"How are you feeling now?"
Peachy asks with the same inviting, almost teasing tone.
"Really good, but also like I'd love to go collapse in my hotel room."
"I think Victor and Yuri agree with you,"
Peachy observes, tipping his chin towards the other two.
"Ready to go?"
Do you platonic cuddle?"
Chris blurts. Peachy smiles down at him.
"Is that not what we're doing right now?"
"I meant, would you like to come back to my hotel room with me? I like snuggling,"
Chris admits. It's strange that after everything that's happened tonight, this should feel like the secret. Peachy's eyes are fond and happy.
"I'd like that,"
Peachy agrees.